All right, welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're going short track racing. Buckle up.
Yeah, short track. Always a wild ride.
Absolutely. We've got three YouTube videos lined up, a mix of iRacing and real-world stuff.
Ooh, that's a cool combo.
It is. We'll hear from sim racers and real-world drivers, see how those perspectives mesh.
Should be fascinating, seeing how the virtual and real worlds of racing kind of, play off each other.
Totally. We're diving into the action, the rivalries, the strategies, the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah. And maybe some controversy, too.
No, there's always controversy in racing, right?
Yeah.
Let's kick things off with Stevens Motorsports' channel on YouTube.
Okay, Stevens Motorsports, I know them.
They've got this video of a 40-lap mini stock race at Bristol Motor Speedway on iRacing. And let me tell you, this race was pure chaos from the get-go.
Bristol's always chaotic, right? Doesn't matter if it's virtual or real life.
Seriously. I mean, we're talking wrecks on pit road, cars flipping over, drivers plowing into the sand barrier.
Yeah.
That was all before lap 10.
Yeah, that's Bristol for you. It's like a concrete bowl, high bank turns. Drivers are always right on the edge of control.
I can only imagine the slightest mistake and you're in the wall, or worse, taking out half the field.
Exactly. And those mini stocks, they get hooked into the wall so easily.
The announcers in the video were even talking about that, how these cars are just magnets for the wall. Those guys were hilarious, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The commentary is always half the fun with these races.
When they were like, that was way quick at the end. I lost it. Didn't expect the race to be over so soon.
Well, that's short track racing for you. Sometimes it's a sprint, not a marathon.
Keeps you on your toes, that's for sure. But watching those iRacers go at it, I couldn't help but wonder how much of this translates to the real world. You know, can sim racing really prepare you for the real deal?
The million-dollar question.
Right.
Well, it's more complicated than a simple yes or no. I mean, sim racing can't fully replicate the G-forces, the fear factor of a real crash. But the physics in these sims, they're getting crazy good.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Like iRacing, the one they were using, it factors in everything. Tire wear, fuel consumption, you name it.
Wow, so these drivers in the sim, they're dealing with a lot of the same stuff as real-world drivers.
Absolutely. They're constantly adjusting, thinking about strategy, reacting to everything that's happening around them.
Huh. So it's not just about being fast in the sim. You got to be smart, too.
Exactly. And that's what makes sim racing such a valuable tool, even for real-world drivers. They can practice on different tracks, experiment with setups, all that.
That makes sense. But, I mean, the stakes are higher in a real race, right? You've got the risk of injury, the damage to the car.
For sure, there's a difference in terms of risk. But a lot of the core skills, the mental toughness, the ability to handle the pressure, those are present in both virtual and real racing.
That's what's so interesting about comparing these two worlds.
Right. It's like two sides of the same coin.
Before we jump to the next video, I got to ask, Stevens Motorsports mentioned something about heat races for their next event. What exactly are those?
Oh, heat races. They're like shorter preliminary races, kind of a way to set the starting lineup for the main event.
Oh, okay. I've heard of those.
Adds another layer of strategy. Drivers get multiple chances to prove themselves, and the starting grid for the big race, it's based on how they do in the heats.
Makes sense. Keeps things interesting.
And speaking of interesting, did you see what they teased for their next race? RCA cars at Charlotte Motor Speedway with throwback all-star paint schemes.
Oh, yeah. Those paint schemes are going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like a blast from the past.
Totally. RCA at Charlotte, it's already a historic combo. And then you add those classic paint schemes. Talk about bridging the gap between virtual and real racing.
And it makes me wonder, will we see those throwback schemes pop up in the iRacing world, too?
You never know, right? I mean, they're always trying to add more realism to the sim racing experience.
It's amazing how technology is blurring those lines. But for now, let's shift gears and head over to Kevin Harvick's KCRP track with KO5.
All right, KO5, yeah.
This video takes us right inside the car with this young driver as he competes in the Cars Tour West finale. And even before the race starts, you can feel the intensity.
Oh yeah, that pre-race conversation with his dad. It's like you can feel the weight of expectation.
Totally. You can hear the nerves, the advice, the bond between them. It's a really cool glimpse into the human side of racing.
And the dad being the spotter, that's classic.
It is. And once that green flag drops, things get wild. KO5 is battling for the lead, dealing with a tight car.
Tight car. Yeah, that's no fun.
And then he gets caught up in this incident with another driver, Derek Thorne.
Thorne. Always a bit of a wild card.
Well, KO5 definitely thought Thorne crossed the line. He was convinced it was intentional, but Thorne denied it. You can just see the frustration boiling over in KO5.
And that's where having a good spotter, like his dad, is so crucial to keep him calm, focused on the
A
race.
tough balance, right? You want to be aggressive, but you got to stay within the rules, know when to hold back.
Yeah, it's a fine line. And sometimes, in the heat of the moment, it gets blurred.
Absolutely. And that's something we'll keep exploring as we connect these virtual and real-world racing experiences.
The similarities are striking.
So, buckle up, folks. We're just getting started.
All right, so back to the world of short track.
Yeah, we've seen some crazy action both at Bristol on iRacing and that Cars Tour race at KCRP with KTO5.
You know, it's amazing how both those videos, even though they're totally different kinds of racing, they both have this underlying, like, controlled chaos thing going on.
Right, you've got the skill of driving, knowing how to handle the car, but then there's this whole other element of just dealing with the absolute mayhem of close racing.
You got it. And that's what's so cool about short track. Always a test. Doesn't matter if it's sim racing or real life.
You know what? Watching that iRacing Wreck Fest at Bristol, it got me thinking, could sim racing actually help drivers prepare for those crazy situations in real life? You know, like train your reflexes for when things go wrong.
That's a good question. I mean, sim racing can't perfectly replicate a real crash, but it does force you to develop really quick reactions and car control skills.
Like you're constantly having to avoid other cars, recover from spins, stuff like that.
You're basically training your brain to react instantly under pressure.
So almost like building muscle memory, but for your mind.
Exactly. And that mental agility, that's crucial in real racing too. Think about KO5 in that Cars Tour race. He gets bumped, loses control for a second, and has to decide what to do in a split second.
And those decisions can make or break your race.
Totally. And it's not even just about avoiding crashes. It's about knowing when to be aggressive, when to hold back, when to take a risk. All those judgment calls, they matter just as much in sim racing as they do on a real track.
So there's a real strategic element to it, too.
Absolutely. You got to think about tire wear, fuel, when to pit, and all that. You're always analyzing the situation, looking for an opening.
It's like a giant chess match, but with cars.
That's a good way to put it. And those skills, being able to think ahead, anticipate what other drivers might do, that translates directly from sim racing to the real world.
Man, sim racing is way more than just a game.
It's serious business, especially for younger drivers just starting out. It's a much cheaper and easier way to get experience, practice on different tracks, without the risk and cost of a real race car.
It's kind of amazing how the line between sim racing and real racing is getting blurrier and blurrier.
Yeah, the technology keeps getting better and better. But there's another connection that I think is really cool. Did you notice how in both videos there's this strong sense of community?
Now that you mention it, yeah. Even though it's super competitive, there's a lot of respect between the drivers.
Right. Like even in the iRacing race with all those wrecks, it didn't feel like anyone was intentionally trying to take each other out.
It was more like they were pushing each other to the limit, but within the bounds of fair play.
Exactly. And that sportsmanship, that respect for the sport and your fellow competitors, it's a big part of racing culture in general.
And you see it in that KO5 video too. Despite that tension with Thorne, there's still this feeling of camaraderie within the Cars Tour community.
It's like a big family in a way. The drivers, the crews, the fans, they're all connected by this love of racing.
It's cool to see how that comes through in both the virtual and real world.
It's a reminder that racing is about more than just winning. It's about pushing yourself, testing your limits, and being a part of something bigger.
Okay, so as we head into the final stretch of this deep dive, I want to bring up that question we posed earlier. Is racing ultimately about conquering the track or conquering yourself?
Ooh, that's a tough one. And I think the answer is somewhere in between.
All right, break it down for me.
So you definitely need individual skill, being able to control the car, hit your marks, brake perfectly. But
There's always a but, right?
of course, you could
Yes.
be the most skilled driver in the world, but if you can't adapt to changing situations, think ahead, and make decisions in the chaos, you're not going to win consistently.
So it's about finding that balance between skill and adaptability.
You nailed it. And that's what makes racing so exciting. It's a constant challenge, physically and mentally, always pushing you to the edge and sometimes even beyond.
All right, folks, we're about to wrap up this deep dive into short track racing. But before we do, I want to leave you with one last thought.
A little something to ponder as you keep exploring the world of racing.
So thinking back on those videos, those moments of triumph and defeat, the intensity of it all, what do you think is the true essence of racing, about conquering the track or conquering yourself? Back for one last lap around short track racing.
We've covered a lot of ground, haven't we? Those iRacing crashes, KO5 battling it out at KCRP, it's been a ride.
For sure. And we dug into some big questions too, like, can sim racing really prepare you for real-world racing? And is it all about individual skill, or is there something more to it?
Yeah, we saw that sim racing, even though it's not exactly like the real deal, it can definitely help you develop some crucial skills like car control, making quick decisions, all that.
It's like a mental workout.
Right. And those skills, they really do carry over to real life racing, even in those high pressure moments.
Remember when KO5 got bumped by Thorne? He had to make a split-second decision, swerve and avoid a bigger wreck, or hold his line and risk more contact.
Tough call.
Yeah, it's those kinds of judgment calls that can make or break your race.
And it's not just about the physical skills either. It's that mental toughness, you know?
Yeah.
Being able to stay calm under pressure, make smart decisions when everything's going crazy around you.
Thinking back to those videos, both the iRacing and the Cars Tour race, I was really struck by how mentally tough those drivers were.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like in that iRacing race, they were constantly dealing with wrecks, making repairs, trying to stay competitive.
In KO5, he had to deal with a tough track, a car that wasn't handling right, and then that whole incident with Thorne.
But they all kept pushing. They didn't give up.
That's resilience.
Exactly. And that's a lesson that applies to more than just racing, you know? Whether you're facing a challenge at work, in your personal life, whatever, being able to stay focused and keep going, that's huge.
It's about overcoming those mental obstacles just as much as the physical ones.
That's what makes a winner in any field.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's bring it back to that final question we posed. Is the true essence of racing about conquering the track or conquering yourself?
It's a question every racer has to ask themselves, I think.
What's the answer?
Well, it's not a simple one. It's probably a bit of both, you know? You got to master the car, but you also got to master your own mind.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You need the skills, but you also need the mental fortitude to use them effectively.
Right. It's about pushing your limits as a driver and as a person. And when you do that, conquering the track and conquering yourself, they kind of become the same thing.
That's a great way to put it. So as you go about your day, remember those lessons. Embrace the challenge, stay focused, and never give up.
And hey, if you get a chance, check out those YouTube videos. They really capture what short track racing is all about.
The skill, the drama, the passion.
It's all there.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep the rubber side down.